We move from talking business to talking education here as our state superintendent of education, Dr. Cade Brumley, slated to join us. Actually, we're going to get to have Dr. Brumley on 2 weeks in a row. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, I think it's a good transition from the economy to education. We have to be working together.
I mean, yeah, these two things do need to happen working together. And if you don't have the education, then you're not going to have the economy on the back end. So, yeah, easy segue right there.
Well, and Brian, I would say, too, about that, just broader picture, you know, I've pushed for some time about rethinking and redesign of our high schools to make sure when students graduate, say on May 15th, they're ready for something on May 16th, right. You know, and I think that we have to be more deliberate with our handoff from K-12 to higher ed or K-12 to the workforce or K-12 to service. And so those are the types of policies that we've worked on over the last few years and need to continue that push moving forward.
We're talking with Dr. Cade Brumley this morning, and yeah, could not agree more. Could not agree more. As that, and we've seen those strides firsthand. Let's dig in a little bit, though. As it was middle of the week last week, we saw where Louisiana high school students earning record achievement on advanced placement tests. What does this look like? What does this mean in the classroom?
Well, let's just set the tone here on what an AP test actually means.
Yeah.
So many of our students in our high schools and their families elect to take advanced placement courses. And these courses allow students at the end of the school year to take a standardized assessment. And if they score a certain level on that assessment, a level 3, then they essentially have the ability to earn college credit in those courses. And so we had students taking tests in courses like geography, calculus, biology, English, history, government across the state. And what we saw this year, thankfully, whenever our results came in, is we saw a 19% increase in the number of students scoring that level 3 or higher than in 2019, pre-pandemic. So, I mean, that is really good progress. And we also saw a significant increase of students actually passing their test. So really good news on this front. And what it means is students are going to step into their college experience with additional credits already under their belt that they earned in high school. And that will be less cost for families because those will be courses they don't have to pay for.
I mean, essentially, that's the goal of the high school anyway. Your high school has its – let me rephrase – your high school has numerous goals. One of them is college preparatory. Not everyone's going to college, but for those who are on that path, you want to make sure they're ready. So this is just a confirmation that we're doing something, right?
Well, I think so, and I think it's just part of that broader picture about the high school experience that we're trying to transform. When you're talking about handoff to college, I think that you have to have advanced placement, AP opportunities for students. You have to have dual enrollment opportunities for students. Mm-hmm. Those are really important. But as we talk about career education and try to lift vocational and craft skill opportunities, we have to make sure in the high school experience students have opportunities for earning credentials in particular vocational skills where they can earn a good wage upon graduation, or they get apprenticeship opportunities in high school so that they can actually graduate as an apprentice in some of these high-wage trades.
We're talking with Dr. Cade Brumley, our state's superintendent of education. Dr. Brumley, there's an old adage that says success begets success. These AP scores are coming on the heels of this year's senior class earning the first annual increase in average ACT scores in the last 6 years. Also on the heels of LEAP tests being up. Also on the heels of fourth graders leading the nation in reading growth. I feel like you're building up some momentum here, trying to compile some wins in order to get this thing moving forward overall.
Well, I'm really thankful for the work that's taking place in schools. I want to give credit to teachers and the work that they do every single day. We have to make sure that our teachers are compensated fairly, that they have environments where they want to work, that their voices are heard, and so we'll continue to push on those things. But yes, Brian, I mean, I think that we're seeing good movement, but we have a long way to go, and we have a runway in front of us to make the changes that need to happen so that kids in our state get the education they need and deserve, so that the economy is stronger, so that healthcare is better, so that crime is down. And so it all just works together, and we're proud to be doing our part.
Talk with Dr. Cade Brumley. All right, moving on from the AP scores and, well, the other scores that were attached to that. Bessie recently adopted a graduation appeals process. Your office, or you in particular, kind of against it. Walk me through a little bit about what the process is and why you were opposed to it.
Yeah, kind of against it is an understatement. I was very, very much against it. So our state board actually passed a policy that says that students who have not passed their end of course LEAP assessments in high school would have the ability to earn a diploma through alternate pathways. One of those being the compilation of a portfolio experience. And so if I take you back 30 years ago, our legislature found and our state board found that students were graduating high school illiterate. They were graduating high school without the ability to do basic math skills at just a very minimum level. Mm-hmm. And so they put in place this check where in order to graduate high school, students have to pass tests in English and math and science or social studies. And so what this policy does is it says we're no longer going to require students to pass those tests in the state of Louisiana, and they can graduate with alternative methods. And I just think it's bad public policy. I think it's not good for the state of Louisiana. I think that members of the new members who are coming back to the State Board of Education for a new term that are against it. The governor elect is against it. We've heard from U.S. Senator John Kennedy, who's against it. And so I think what's going to happen is that this policy is going to eventually be rescinded, but it's going to cause confusion in the interim in our high schools.
Confusion how? Because I think this is the important part, is as you're walking up towards senior year. So how does it cause confusion?
Yeah, let's play that out. So if this policy goes into effect at the end of this month, say it goes into effect in November or December, and you have students believing that they no longer have to pass an assessment in order to graduate, hit that minimum basic standard, or you have students who in previous years haven't passed this assessment and they want to turn in a portfolio to graduate, and then 2 or 3 months from now you say, oh wait, we're overturning that policy and we're going back to students having to pass this assessment, you're going to have a period of 2 or 3 months here where high school counselors, assistant principals, families are confused about what are the requirements to graduate in the state of Louisiana and receive a diploma. And for me, at base level, when I sign my name, although it's electronic, on diplomas for high school graduates, I am certifying to businesses, I am certifying to higher ed, I am certifying to our community that these students are ready with a set of base minimum skills to be successful in the next season of their life. And I don't know that we can have that same level of confidence moving forward.
Let me ask you one devil's advocate question on this one in particular. Are report cards not enough?
Well, were they enough 30 years ago? And when that was what was happening 30 years ago, we had students graduating high school illiterate, mm-hmm. Unable to do basic math skills. And that's why the governor at that time, the legislature at that time said, look, let's put in place this one additional check. And the bar is very low in terms of what is an acceptable passing score. And they said, if we can just put in this one additional check, we can have more confidence that students are ready with base skills. And so that's what's happened for 30 years. And we just think that it's good policy to keep that one check and balance in place. But our state board has passed this appeals process. And so that's what's moving forward right now.
Got about 2.5 minutes left with State Superintendent of Education, Dr. Cade Brumley. All right, well, let's talk about some of those efforts going in to clearing that hurdle of the assessment, and that would be one of those efforts. Louisiana just got a $1 million grant from the folks over at the nonprofit Accelerate. This is supposed to help out with math and reading tutoring along the way.
Well, I think these are the types of initiatives where we should be focused on making sure that students get the skills that they need so that they can be successful on any type of assessment or any type of understanding of knowledge. So Yeah, we're thankful to be one of five states across the country that are really thinking about how can we make sure that if any student in the state needs some additional support on content, if they need a little extra math help or reading help or science help, whether that's during the school day or after school, that we have an infrastructure developed to support that child. And so we are one of five states that have been awarded some funding to think about how we might be able to do that. We are a partner with a group in Louisiana called Louisiana Kids Matter, and we're part of this network with Ohio and Colorado and Delaware and Arkansas that are thinking about how we can take tutoring to scale. And it pairs well with some things that we're already doing during the school day, and also the Steve Carter Literacy Program, where we offer $1,000 vouchers for families in elementary school if their kid needs additional support in reading.
Within the press release, it talks about something called high-dosage tutoring. What is high-dosage tutoring?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's one of the areas where we're trying to work through that. For us, I think we need to be fairly prescriptive in that and making sure that if students need additional support, that they have the time to do that. So they have time built into their school day for that tutoring. They get it numerous times over the course of the week. They get it with a high quality instructor, and they get it in small group. And so if we can make sure that those things happen, the research and the data indicate that those students actually grow academically from those efforts. And so one of the questions I always ask principals these days is, have you developed time during your day to allow students who need additional support in small group to get that help and support? And so we're trying to, this is a fairly big lift, but we're trying to build an infrastructure in the state where, whether it's during the school day or after school, if a kid needs additional support, we have a manner in which to get them that support in a small group with high quality materials and a high quality teacher.
He is State Superintendent of Education, Dr. Cade Brumley. I know we're going to have more news coming out next week, so we've already got you slated for next Wednesday. I always appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you in a week.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.